ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وانما الله من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن اولئك رفيقا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد واصحاب سيدنا محمد واولاد سيدنا محمد وازواج سيدنا محمد واولياء امه سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى اللهم صل عليه الصلاه والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله وعلى ال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاه والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله وعلى ال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be praised, choices, blessings, darud and salam and abundance upon the last of the divine blessings, the beloved of Allah, the cause of creation. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may the choices, blessings of Allah be upon his family, his companions, the prophets, the Nabiyyin, the champions of truth, the embodiments of truth, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, those who are witnesses to the existence of Allah, and the Salihin, the righteous servants of Allah, and most of all, may Allah's mercy descend upon us sinners on this day of Yawm al-Jum'ah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace to the Muslim world, and may Allah bring tathma'inna al-qulub, the equilibrium to our hearts, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us once again. Despite differences, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring this ummah together and let them be people of contemplation, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described them in the Holy Quran. Allazina yashkuruna Allah. The Muslims are people who remember Allah. Qiyamu wa qu'udu wa ala junubin. Whether they're standing, whether they're sitting, whether they're lying on their sides, in every posture, they should remember Allah. So zikr is a continuous thing. The gatherings of zikr are to remind us to remember. If you remember Allah all the time, that's taqwa, it's God consciousness. It's piety. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And they contemplate on what's happening in the universe. The contemplation is a Muslim. We should be concerned firstly with the abuse of man by man in the world. We should be concerned about the environment being attacked. We should be in the forefront of getting rid of plastic that is creating a major problem in the oceans, that are killing the wildlife, that are disrupting the entire ecosystem. Unfortunately, we know what I mean, those Muslims. And it is, poetry plays a very important part within Islam. The Holy Quran sounds like poetry, but it's not a poem, it's the word of Allah. If you look at the rhyme in meter, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ بَيْتَهُ فِي تَدْبِيرٍ أَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِجَارَةٍ مِنْ سِجِّيلٍ. It had to be presented to the Arabs at that time in this way, because they could compose with rhyme and meter an Arabic poem on the spot. So when they heard the Quran, it confounded them. That this rhyme and meter and what has been said is amazing. So what brought the people first to Islam was the Quran. And then when Islam spread, people didn't understand Arabic. But they knew the messenger of Allah. They had a deep love for him. If one has traveled the world, especially if you go to the Indo-Pak subcontinent, colonialization has changed our whole narrative. You go to the villages, you find old people, and if you remember our elders, they may not have had translations of the Quran and tafsir and all this. But when they read the Quran, they cried. When they heard the name of Muhammad Rasulullah, tears came in their eyes. These were genuine people. That is Iman. It is a sign of faith. When you are able to cry, that means your heart has softened. So, a poet put it beautifully when he said, Nafikra Koina Justaju. Muslims today, they have no contemplation, nor do they know where they desire. Nafikra Koina Justaju. Nafab Koina Arazu. They don't even dream proper dreams. They have no dream. Like, you know, this civil rights leader, Martin Luther King, said, I have a dream. We don't even say we have a dream. We have in a nightmare. Nafab boyi, na arzu, and no desires there. So the poet says, a person like this, who is passionless, who has no passion, who has no emotions, who has no feelings, ye kab ka mar chuka hai? How long ago he has died? He's a walking dead. You know they say people sleepwalk. We sleepwalking through life. Most of us. No, the English is somnolent. It's the lens. ये कब का मर चुका है? ये शख्स तो कब का मर चुका है? This man is dead. So the shayar said, "Tobe kafan ye lash kyun hai?" So why is this dead body not wearing a kafan? He's dead. That said and done. Why did these poets play such an important part? That was the form of medium during the time of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam. There was no television, there was no radio stations, there was no social media. But I can tell you one thing, the inventor of the chip, which is made of sand, glass is made of, and silicone is made of, is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because whenever he wanted to explain something, he drew a line in the sand. He illustrated to his companions. Now, at that time they had poets who went to the battle with the men. And these poets weren't battle-hardened soldiers, but they stood in the background giving vocal support with poetry, meaning they praised that guy. Hey, this guy is a tough warrior. You remember what he did in that battle and what he did in this battle. So it urged the troops on. To give you a modern concept, maybe it's a bad example. Liverpool Football Club has a sudden revival within the English Premier League. And a lot of Muslims like to support Liverpool because they say their theme song is right, we'll never walk alone, we'll walk with Allah. No. So, they say when you go to this ground, and they're so passionate about their club, that when they sing the song, "You'll Never Walk Alone," kings are playing there. They urge them on. So the troops were urged on with poets. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also had over 177, if I remember right, poets that accepted Islam. And one of the most prominent that we know of is Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. Of course, those naats came from the heart. Not all, but most naats today come from the paper and the phone. The person can't even read Urdu. And the more paisa you throw, the more it reads. The old people, they just read from that. It was all from the heart, passion. So Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, when he sat on the minbar and he read a naat for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because these people were trying to run him down. So Allah used Hassan bin Thabit, assisted by Jibreel alayhi salam, to praise Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But even he got caught up in propaganda. At one time, this is a famous story that people like to twist around about. When Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, faithful, was a young wife for the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he made it very clear, "I don't believe this narrative about 6 years old. I know there are great scholars that have done research putting her between 19 to 21 years old. Don't tell me it's an hadith, you are munkir hadith." Let's be honest about this whole thing. But if you want to really look at it, then one of the great historians, if I can remember his name now, of the medieval period, Edward Gibbon or somebody, he wrote that Bibi Maryam was 12 years old when she gave birth to Jesus. So it was well known at that time that girls were short early. Today, boys are developing into girls. You see, from the back, you can't make out. I mean, who's who? So, anyway, Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit, radiallahu ta'ala, one day Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa lost her necklace. And it wasn't hers, it was her sister had lent it to her, Hazrat Asma. And she remembered she left it at a campfire where they had camped. So one of the young Sahaba accompanied to look for it, and they found it. When they came back, people made sure that she went with this young Sahaba and so forth. So this is who we've been caught up in this whole jagrah ever since we born. This group and that group, all this stuff. So one group says, "No, the Prophet didn't know she was innocent. Allah had to send down wahi." So whatever it was. But one of the people caught up in the gossip. You see, the Quran teaches us something very important. Everything is important. But if you ask how, then you want to confront. I know people are saying, "How come he's building toilets in the car park when we got toilets?" So how this confrontation? See, Uhud, the battle of Uhud. We literally lost the battle. And people are saying, "How did we lose the battle?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah. But the metaphysical, the real spiritual approach to a question is, if you're really concerned, you don't say how, you say why. And there may be a reason why we use the because they didn't obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He told them, "Don't move from that little hillock." The archers received the booty and they ran after the dunya. That's the fact. So,
When Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit and his whole group of gossipers, the Prophet ﷺ literally told his closest sahaba, don't even reply to them when they greet you. Don't even look at them. This lasted for over 50 days. Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit eventually wrote a poem in praise of the Prophet. When he went to Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa and he said, I was caught up, I admit. But I have repented. Please ask the Prophet ﷺ to listen to me. Give me an audience. So he had the poem and he forgave him. Now there was another poet, Zuhayr bin Kaab. The original Hasidah Burda is called Barat Su'ad. Original. Not Imam Busiri, written in time of the Prophet. This man was so against the Prophet and he was such a strong propagator. He was like how Trump hates CNN. I don't know if they blame it. They must have hated this whole with a passion. Who later became Muslim. So they put a hit on him. That's how it goes. He's putting us down. Came away. So he knew his days were numbered. So he disguised himself and came in front of the Prophet. And he said, you know how he is where? He said, yeah. He said, if he comes to you and asks for forgiveness, will you forgive him? He said, yes, I'll forgive. He said, I'm not. And he had his Barat Su'ad, he started it. And he was forgiven. He became one of the strongest exponents for Islam there. You know, during the time of Hitler, we don't know how far it should be, a lot of theory, so-called history by the victor and the vanquished. That was happening in Islam too. History has been written by the victor. The person who appeared to win at Karbala started writing history. Imam Hussein lost the battle, he didn't lose the war. He lived on. I mean, you want to see our Hussein? Go to Karbala. Don't worry who's around the mazar. It's like bees around honey. Where's Yazid? Where is he? Where is his grave? So, this narrative that was written, and one thing we must make sure. In the Chishtiya Silsila, they kept this alive. It was like a revolt against the historians. People wondered why. Did these qawals start with Man Kuntu Mawla Fahaz Aliyu Mawla? Every qawal called Qawli Rasul, the saying of the Prophet. It kept it alive. People told me the other day, we remember the Muharram time. They say Muharram time. In front of your house. These qawals should come and sing marsiyas. Everyone should cry. What did they kept it alive? The non-Muslims knew. They didn't call it Taghazi al-Karbala, but they said Muharram time. And maybe you were telling me yesterday. She misses those old days, Muharram time. Everyone got together. We had sharpat. Now they'll say, where it's in the Quran hadith, you can have sharpat. Where in the Quran hadith in Biryani? Huh? Dalgosh. Steak. No cows in Arabia. But the Prophet ﷺ said one thing, in the meat of the cow, there's a sickness. And now today it's been proved. The person got cardiopulmonary in the man, they don't even understand. But in the milk, there's a shifa. So there's a shifa in the milk. What you use to make sharbat? Milk. Of course, we're using pasteurized milk, there's no shifa there. Then the Prophet ﷺ told us about a prostitute who gave water to a dog that was saved, given Jannah. So what about the milk sharbat on which the Fatiha from the Quran is read and given somebody to drink? So, Karbala took place. But history is not remembering these people. Why? Because the victors, the Umayyads, from Yazid the first for 67 years, wrote history. I was saying one big night, Imam Nasai, about the governor, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, what they must put, what they must write. It happens now with the press. The Jews are controlling the media. Breaking news, you just put CNN, this, everything got the same news. When something is breaking there, you must know they're breaking somewhere else. They're diverting your attention. So, this Umayyad narrative,
I'm not going to be very popular, I'm not very popular, so it's okay.
This girl is throughout our history. If you want to ask him, what you learn in Madrasa?
Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, Battle of the Trench, Battle.
I mean, nothing else the Prophet did, as if you are just waiting for his sword to go for the next battle.
Don't they teach us about, you know, the charter? We predated the American charter thousands of years. How a state should be governed? We carried out the census, how many adults, how many males, how many females, how many children.
First census done by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was a psychologist before he went to Medina. He said, Musayyib bin Umayr, to gauge the people, to know how they think, what's their capacity.
So when they came to meet him, when he came to Medina, Musayyib gave him a brief. This guy is not very intelligent, he's from the farms. Talk to him in simple language, Ya Rasulullah.
This guy, they call him Abu al-Hakam, the father of wisdom. He thinks he's very clever. Watch out for him. Eventually, Rasulullah kept his name Abu Jahl, his own uncle.
Not the father, the father of ignorance.
So, there's a great ignorance about Karbala. The easiest way to dismiss it is to say, oh, it's a Shia.
Yeah, it's a Shia.
But now there's an awakening. Because the media is again controlling.
Now people go on Netflix, you go on beyond the SCP, which is good.
This multiple choice is dominating the market here. There's no choice to. So you go to Netflix now. Now you see Yunus Emre,
Turkey series. Ava Labe.
Now the names are changing. Soon the register will have Ali Sultan. Hey Mahatul.
You know, they keep the names, the popular names. Like one time the guy wanted to be Zidane. Then we found out Zidane's real name is Yazid. He said, hey, no.
Some people still keep it.
Another guy.
Anyway.
This Umayyad narrative. Now they don't want to come. Now people are saying, but there's something happening in Karbala. It's gaining worldwide momentum. No, Irshad Kufi is not saying from history more fully. This thing is mentioned in El Kobar.
This thing is mentioned in Yunus Emre. They're making Kichra in this scene.
This thing is based on historical facts. So they ought to be something in this. You see?
So people now come with their questions.
We tell them this happened.
The leaders of the Kalima killed the Prophet's family. So up to there we have reached now with our mentality. Okay, they killed Imam Hussein. So what? Then everyone wants to escape. So what?
Hazrat Umar was mentioning the real
Hazrat Ali was mentioning. So what? Hazrat Hamza was mentioning. So those shahadats are shahadats. But Hussein's shahadat was narrated before the shahada. And the Prophet cried when he said it. To cry for Hussein is the Rasul Sunnah. And really speaking,
If you say you belong to a Sufi, today's Sufi orders are like a joke. They don't know what they follow. At one time they say the Naqshbandis took the secret way to Allah. They practiced the silent zikr.
It's the secret way that was translated to Abu Bakr Siddiq within the cave of Hira. Today, Naqshbandis are like Naqshbandis.
They're doing Naqra. It's like you're fishing in different ponds for followers.
And our people just love this. You see the little bit white face and all, they think Jesus Christ came. So simple, ihsan or tazkiyah is explained in the Quran. How to follow the Rasul. The greatest following of the Sunnah is Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhu.
Who loved the Rasul like no one else?
Hazrat Ali karamallahu
wajhu. His sons gave their blood for Islam.
He gave his family. Tell me, in the battle of Badr, how many kuffar were killed?
We don't know. I don't blame us. We caught up.
The dunya about us.
Let's be all. Hey, religious. This is a business of religion too. 70. How many? Did angels help the Prophet in Badr?
Yes.
Who led the angels? According to the seerah, what color turbans they were wearing?
Yellow turbans. I'm trying to be angel.
But of the 70, including the Sahaba and the angels, 35 were defeated and killed by Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhu.
What power you?
The fort of Khaybar, where the Jews had held themselves in, had a door that 40 men, we say 40 in Islam, 40,000, 70,000.
When people take the count and they count in exactly 70,000, yeah, they don't do business with God. Yeah.
It means many.
What it means?
Many. That's the expression you use in Arabic, 40,000, 70,000,
many. I told you 100,000 times about the 70,000. Is this the 100,000 kind of many?
It's expression. So the children of Ali were slain by reciters of the Caliph,
who were reading namaz, but they lost the spirit of the namaz. Because in the namaz, you send in peace on the Prophet's family. After namaz, you got your swords drawn for the Prophet's family.
So what happened after that? So the bodies were laying in Karbala. Now, the heads were put on spears. People hear of Hazrat Imam Qasim, Imam Muslim, who went to Kufa to check how honest are these people. Two of his sons were martyred with him in Kufa. They were the first before Karbala took place. But he had other sons. Another son of his managed to escape from this massacre at Karbala. And he was ducking the Yazidi movement. You know, people went into exile when the ANC was a good movement,
when it was a freedom.
I don't want to say the rest, you can calculate it. People were in exile. People were in exile from Karbala. So there was a son of Imam Muslim that met thereafter
Hazrat Zainul Abidin, the survivor of Karbala, the son of Imam Hussein. You know what hurts me the most when I read this name?
Battle. Second Ramadan, third second Ramadan, first Ramadan, whatever, second or third of Ramadan, the third Ramadan in Medina, Battle of Badr. They did a good book, Revelation, Miraj Muhyiddin, they did a good job. But every book is deficient, except the Quran. Where they got Battle of Badr, they should have put, while the Prophet was going for the Battle of Badr, his grandson Imam Hussein was born. Imagine leaving your grandchild. Say, I'm supposed to go for Umrah, but I got a grandchild, I cancelled the trip, inshallah we'll go next year. But he couldn't say, I'm supposed to go for the Battle of Badr, my grandson Hussein is born, I'm not going now. See, so this emphasis has been taken out. Today, if you tell a guy you're going to Iraq, so you just take one wali's name, you're going there. Okay? I mean, why do you go for a day trip to Karbala and Najaf? Who's the greatest wali Allah? Ali. Who? So something is wrong here. I'm stirring the pot of controversy. Huh? Imam Musa Qazi? Imam Jafar Sadiq? Only the key for you, not university. Let me tell you about Imam Jafar Sadiq. We'll talk about the aftermath some other time. A good one, I tell you. Good one. It's a Nara Takbir one. You see, Imam Jafar Sadiq was married to Hamida, a woman from North Africa. She was from the Berber tribe. The Berbers are good people. Don't tell me about Mufti Google. Google knows everything. Just Google it. The Berbers, you'll know who the Berbers are. Okay? Hazrat Hamida was at the bedside of Imam Jafar Sadiq, the great grandson of Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Ali Karbala. So, he was told, the people remember Karbala and shed tears. They have majalis, like your auntie Bibi Zainab had come back and narrated what happened in Karbala, it became the majalis. What it became? The majalis. What she said is recorded and they read it out, and inshallah that until they are. But we're going to take it to the next level. Somebody has to translate this book. If you're interested, contact the majalis. Now, so he was told that people come and said, have they abandoned Salah? What he said, have they abandoned Salah? He said, you cannot abandon Salah and expect us, the Ahlul Bayt, to make your shafa'at on the Day of Judgment. Because when my great-great-grandfather Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an alayhi salatu wassalam died on that battlefield, even in the shape of swords, he was in sajda. So don't see it now. And give salam.